Episode 63 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Happy Monday! In Leviticus chapter 3, God gives instructions for fellowship offerings. In Matthew 15, Jesus tells the people that what you say reveals what is in your heart. We're reading today from the Lexham English Bible. Leviticus chapter 3. Now if his offering is a sacrifice of fellowship offering, if he brings it from the cattle, whether male or female, he must bring it without defect before Yahweh. He must lay his hand on the head of his offering and slaughter it at the entrance of the tent of assembly. And Aaron's sons shall sprinkle the blood on the altar all around. He shall present from the sacrifice of the fellowship offering an offering made of fire for Yahweh, consisting of the fat covering the inner parts, and all the fat that is on the inner parts, the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is on the loins. And he must remove the lobe on the liver in addition to the kidneys. Aaron's sons shall turn it to smoke on the altar in addition to the burnt offering that is on the wood, which is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire as an appeasing fragrance for Yahweh. But if his offering for a sacrifice of fellowship offering for Yahweh is from the flock, he must bring a male or female without defect. If he brings a sheep as his offering, then he shall present it before Yahweh, and he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering, and he shall slaughter it before the tent of assembly. And Aaron's sons shall sprinkle its blood on the altar all around. He shall present from the sacrifice of the fellowship offering an offering made by fire for Yahweh. He must remove its fat, the entire fat tail near the tailbone, and the fat covering the inner parts, and the fat that is on the inner parts, the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is on the loins. And he must remove the lobe on the liver in addition to the kidneys. The priest shall turn it into smoke on the altar as a food offering made by fire for Yahweh. And if his offering is a goat, then he shall bring it before Yahweh, and he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering, and he shall slaughter it before the tent of assembly. And Aaron's sons shall sprinkle its blood on the altar all around. He shall present his offering from it as an offering made by fire for Yahweh. The fat covering the inner parts, and all the fat that is on the inner parts, the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is on the loins, and he must remove the lobe on the liver in addition to the kidneys. The priest shall turn them into smoke on the altar as a food offering. All the fat is an offering made by fire as an appeasing fragrance for Yahweh. This is a lasting statute for your generations in all your dwellings. You must not eat any fat or any blood. Matthew chapter 15. Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem, saying, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat a meal." So he answered and said to them, "Why do you also break the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and 'The one who speaks evil of father or mother must certainly die.' But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or his mother, whatever benefit you would have received from me is a gift from God, need not honor his father,' and you make void the word of God for the sake of your tradition. Hypocrites! Isaiah correctly prophesied about you, saying, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far, far away from me, and they worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' And summoning the crowd, he said to them, 'Hear and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person.' Then the disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?' And he answered and said, 'Every plant that my heavenly Father did not plant will be uprooted. Let them. They are blind guides of the blind. And if the blind guide the blind, both will fall into a pit.' But Peter answered and said to him, 'Explain this parable to us.' But he said, 'Are you also still without understanding? Do you not understand that everything that enters into the mouth goes into the stomach and is evacuated into the latrine? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these defile the person. For from the heart come evil plans, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, abusive speech. These are the things that defile a person. But eating with unwashed hands does not defile a person. And, departing from there, Jesus went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that district came and cried out, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came up and asked him, saying, "Send her away, because she's crying out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt down before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered and said, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." So she said, "Yes, Lord, for even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, your faith is great. Let it be done for you as you want." And her daughter was healed from that hour. And departing from there, Jesus went along the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain, and was sitting there. And large crowds came to him, having with them the mute, blind, lame, crippled, and many others. And they put them down at his feet, and he healed them. So then the crowd was astonished when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. And Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have remained with me 3 days already, and do not have anything to eat, and I do not want to send them away hungry, lest they give out on the way." And the disciples said to him, "Where in this desolate place can we get so much bread that such a great crowd could be satisfied?" And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" So they said, "Seven, and a few little fish." And commanding the crowd to recline for a meal on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and after he had given thanks, he broke them, and began giving them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 7 baskets full. Now those who ate were 4,000 men, in addition to women and children. And after he sent away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. May God bless the reading of his word. In case you're wondering, the fellowship offering was to show that there was peace between the Lord and his people. And this offering always came last when offered in a series of offerings. In Matthew, one of the things that really struck me as I was reading was how the Canaanite woman persuaded Jesus to heal her daughter. At first he said, "No, I didn't come for the Canaanites, I came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she kept after him until he relented. I think that sometimes we need to bring our prayers to God like this Canaanite woman. We sometimes need to persist until we hear from God. And we might even need to reason with him as this woman did. What are your thoughts? LifespringMedia.com/Facebook. That's where we can talk about it. If you haven't joined our little group, please consider this your engraved invitation. I hope you have a fantastic Monday and a blessed week. Thanks for coming along with me on this journey through God's Word. How about inviting a friend to come along? I'll talk with you tomorrow, okay? Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.